Nolte, When the Media Called GOP Pessimism About Biden's Economy Racist. By John Nolte on June 7, 2022. Hey, remember when the media attacked Republicans as racist for being pessimistic about the Biden economy? Yes, it was only a year ago when we were smeared by the experts over at the far left 538. Since Joe Biden became president, several surveys have found a sharp rise in Republican pessimism about the economy. This might seem surprising considering the national economy is now objectively improving. His disconnect underscores a key point that political scientists John Sides, Lynn Vavrick, and I have repeatedly made about the 2016 election. Despite a media narrative that attributed Trump's political rise to widespread economic dissatisfaction and anxiety, it was partisan and race-based opposition to Obama's presidency that drove public opinion about the economy. Emphasis added. So let's see if I can explain this to America's expert tards. Joe Biden entered office openly promising to destroy the economy, and we believed him. Why? Because his recipe for destroying the economy would indeed destroy the economy, and has. Wage war on affordable energy. Open the borders to a flood of illegals. Spend a shit ton of federal money. End America being energy independent. Raise taxes. Yes, we were pessimistic. Oh, and we were right. And we weren't right because we got lucky, we were right because we understand basic history and economics. This allowed us to predict that low inflation, a recovering economy, and economic growth would soon be things of the past. Biden promised to destroy the economy. By May of last year, it was obvious he would succeed. So, naturally, we were pessimistic about the future. Just like we would be pessimistic about the future if Joe Biden promised to hit us in the head with a hammer and keep hitting us in the head with a hammer. Furthermore, we knew inflation would not be transitory. We knew gas prices were not going to decrease or steady. Why? Because nothing was being done to fix those problems. All Biden had and has to do to decrease energy prices, which will decrease inflation, is go back to making America energy independent. He refuses. He doesn't want to bring down inflation or gas prices. Therefore, and by design, things will become worse, not better. Therefore, pessimism. Duh. Further, we also know the effects of opening the country to a flood of illegal aliens and the demand they bring with him. The cost of goods, services, and especially housing all increase. Duh. You see, by last May, as Biden went to work keeping his promise to destroy the economy, we believed he would succeed. Why? Because we're not morons, and only a fascist liar would accuse those capable of reading the neon writing on the wall as being racist. And so, Mr. Expert, we Rubes have again proven you and your ilk wrong. So enjoy sucking on that. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.